Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will be continuing in our new series of studies, the I Ams of John's Gospel. 25 times in the Gospel according to St. John, the Lord Jesus Christ prefaces his remarks with the I Am, the words I Am. Now, the words I Am are really a title of our Lord Jesus Christ. You remember on the last broadcast, Moses, when he was commissioned by the Lord to go to the children of Israel and deliver them from Egypt, he says, now they're going to ask me, who sent me? Who shall I tell them that sent me to deliver them? And God says, I am that I am. Tell them that I am hath sent you. That is a divine title. And in the Gospel of John, the Lord uses 25 times, he uses the words, he prefaces his remarks by the words, I am. I am the one that lives in the eternal present, the one who never had a beginning, the one who never will have an ending, the greatest fact in the universe, I am. And we have considered already the I am of deity, or rather the I am of eternity, in our introduction on the last broadcast, and today with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the I am of deity and the I am of origin. Now in succeeding broadcasts, we will consider, and just this is a quick rundown, we will consider the I am of origin, the I am of witness, representation, revelation, salvation, judgment, life, companionship, the I am of lordship, the I am of separation, the I am of glorification, kingship, power, ascension, and heaven. You see, we've got a lot of ground to cover. The Gospel according to St. John, as we've already said, depicts Christ as the Son of God. It's majestic. It's majestic in the way it begins. It's majestic in the way that the Gospel ends. Now, if you have your Bibles near at hand, we would invite you to read with us in John chapter 10, where we're going to explore the subject of the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. We read in verse 30, I and my Father are one. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods, and indeed this is written in Psalm 82. If ye then be called gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. These Jews were nonplussed when the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the Son of God. Now, this is the definite article. Now, we can say, I am a Son of God, those that have trusted our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Now, that we are sons of God, with a small son, with a small s, and with the indefinite article, a Son of God. Here is the one who said, I am the Son of God, and the word Son is capitalized. He is unique. The Jews understood his implication immediately. I and my Father are one. Then they took up stones again to stone him. They understood that he was making himself equal with God. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of John, on another occasion, they said, you're making yourself equal with God. They understood it. they took up stones, and they were going to stone him for blasphemy. And then the answer is, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Now, there was another occasion where that word was, where that very expression was used, and it happened in our day and age. Out in Colorado, at the University of Colorado, every year they have a religion in life. They have it once a week for every year, that subject, religion in life, and they invite various speakers representing various faiths that they might consider the faiths of all mankind. After all, it is a university. It's there for that purpose of exploring the different faiths of all mankind, that among, of course, the secular subjects that they teach. A Jewish rabbi was invited to speak, and he made this statement, and he borrowed it, whether he was conscious of it or not. He borrowed it from the statement of these Jewish people. He said on that occasion, "We do not believe that any man can become God." Well, now, I subscribe to that 100%. I don't believe that any man can become God. But what they fail to realize, this was God becoming a man. Now, that is a different matter. If God wants to become a man, who's going to tell him that he can't do it? He has a right to become a man. Now, the question immediately arises, why should God want to become a man? And one of his creatures, for a number of reasons, I'm only going to consider two, but for a number of reasons, God became man. We read in John, the first chapter, and this is the one of the purposes why he became man, for the purpose of really revealing God. We read there, John 1 and 12, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now the word here is capitalized. The Gospel of John begins with "the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Well, that's verse 12. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." And then we read in John 1 and 12, as I started to quote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." It's the same word. It's the Logos. We express ourselves by words, by using words. I have some thoughts in my mind, and by the employing the use of words, I trust that I shall be able to transmit those thoughts to the listener. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ was a divine Logos. He was the Word to show us what God is like. He revealed God in his life, in his ministry. He was the Word of God. He was the great I Am. And now our Lord Jesus Christ himself says here that he was indeed the Son of God. Now the next reason why he became a man was so that he could die. We touched on this in our last broadcast. Our Lord Jesus Christ became human flesh so that he could reveal God, first of all, and then so that he could die for our sins. As God, he couldn't die, but as man, he could die, and he did die for our sins. We read in the Scripture, "The wages of sin is death." You and I deserve eternal death, eternal separation from God. But God wanted you and me in his heaven. And he sent Christ down here, and he became incarnate. He took upon himself a body so that he could die for your sins and for my sins, and that you and I could be released from them. God could forgive us in righteousness. He wouldn't just be looking the other direction. He punished his Son for our sins that you and I might go to heaven. And he became flesh for that very, very purpose. Now, That's the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ had a right to claim that he was the Son of God. He was the incarnate Son of God manifest in human flesh. Now let's consider for a few moments the fact that he is the I Am of origin. We read in John chapter 8, verse 23, then verses 22 and 23 rather, "Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come? And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world." Now the Lord Jesus here uses these terms, prefaces these remarks with the words I am. I am from above, I am not of this world. We had our beginning in this world. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ became a man was only incidental to his existence. Your existence and my existence began when we became a man. His did not. He was the one, eternal one, and his origin was from heaven. And he came out of heaven to earth with a specific view of taking away our sins. God sent him into this world for that purpose. The Lord Jesus on one occasion, I think it's Mark 10 and 45, said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." John, 1 John 4 and 10, we read there, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." He died to pay the debt of our sins, and we died with him on the cross. Now, his pre-incarnate existence was in heaven. As he says, "I am from above, I'm not of this earth." And then it is also expressed in the fact that he says, "I am," when he makes these references to himself. This is just not simple rhetoric. Just not the simple rhetorical uses of the words, "I am." Indeed, they are correct as he states them. "I am not of this world. I'm from above." They're correct as he states them. But who is it that says these words? It is the great I am that says, "I am from above. I am not of this world." This is so important that we realize who Christ is. And we want to develop that subject in this series of meetings, the great I Ams of John's Gospel, that he will be enhanced in our thinking, that we will come to a greater realization of who our Lord Jesus Christ really is. And may God the Spirit lead us out into a comprehension of himself, that we might trust him with our souls, with our salvation, and make him our Lord indeed. Our Father, today, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that as we pursue these studies, that the Spirit of God himself will make these words plain to human hearts, that they might be led to trust the Lord Jesus and be eternally saved. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.